Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome everyone, and good afternoon, and thank you for restarting your day here in a positive way on the Kim Pagano Show. And I know that you have several choices out there, and I'm so glad that you are sharing your time with us here in the brighter side of the 805. So in our studio today, we've got Gloria Gonzalez, and thank you so much for being here. And her business is A Secret Garden, and I guess what? We're going to do some giveaways, correct, Gloria?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. And then, of course, we've got John Boring, the Boring Wine Guy.
Hey, how you doing, Kim?
Great. How are you? All right. And then we've got Cheryl here. Cheryl, what's going on?
Everything great. Hello. Good afternoon.
Yeah. And Spence.
Everything's going good. Looking forward to the first interview.
Yeah. In fact, our first interview is going to be Ranger Doug. And, of course, we've got some tickets to give away. In fact, Spence, why don't you just let's start off with all the great things. I do want to give out our phone number here, 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. All you have to do is get us your name, your phone number, and your email, and which gift that you're calling about, because we got lots of them to give away. So stay with us.
Spence? Yeah, we do have a Kate and Lace lingerie and swimwear. Very nice. We also have coming to the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. It looks like we have Riders in the Sky. We are going to do the interview coming up, and also have tickets to give away for that. And if that's not enough, how about some basketball and comedy put together with the Harlem Globetrotters? Lots of fun there, and we will give away some bagels to somebody who wants to have a baker's dozen worth from Noah's.
All right, and are you ready for this? We're going to give away, Gloria, why don't you tell about it? It's tulips for Valentine's Day, one of my favorite flowers, and that is from the Secret Garden right here in Ventura. Also, you've got a coffee shop there, and we're going to give away a gift certificate to the coffee shop, correct?
Yes, we are going to give coffee also away.
Yeah, so beautiful tulips for your loved one. I'm like, can you go and call for me and I'll call for you? No. Anyways, again, we have Harlem Globetrotters and Riders in the Sky. Our first guest is Ranger Doug, and he is actually the lead vocalist of the Riders in the Sky. So we're going to be talking with him. Then we've got Gloria Gonzalez, again, from A Secret Garden Florist, located right here in Ventura. And then we've got Scooter Christensen, a player for the Harlem Globetrotters. So we're going to chat with all of them. Let's bring our first one on. Ranger Doug, are you there?
I am sure here, Jim. Glad to talk to you.
Well, thank you so much. And I know that we've got a couple sets of tickets to give away, and that is for February 21st, correct, at the Civic Arts Plaza.
So I understand, indeed.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been the lead vocalist?
Well, Hugh Slim, the bass player, and I formed this group way back in 1977. And we've had a wonderful 36-year career, and maybe most of your Southern California people might know us from being the guys that sang Woody's Roundup in the movie Toy Story 2.
Oh, there you go. Okay, very cool. Now, how did you get started? You know, I always love people's journeys of how they... You know, I mean, was this something that you planned to do, or did it just happen?
It sort of just happened. We were all acoustic musicians in the Nashville area way back in the 70s, and we saw many styles of music flourishing that were different and not mainstream, but still really valid. And we felt that the music of the singing cowboys, the romantic era of the movies when the problems were solved with a sweet reason and a song, we thought those wonderful songs were complex, challenging, poetic, and they shouldn't be allowed to just rot away in the discard or nostalgia bin. So we thought that music had a lot of life, and we put the group together just for fun, really, but we got such good response from the very start. For one thing, the music was so old it was fresh again. And for another, Hugh Slim is a pretty funny man, and we had people laughing and at every show and no one more than ourselves.
Wow.
It just grew from there. We joined the Grand Ole Opry. We had a public radio show. We were on CBS TV for a year with some of your Southern Californians will remember Riders in the Sky on Saturday morning. And just 36 albums, two Grammys. You know, what a wonderful life it's been.
Whoa, 36 albums and two Grammys. That's amazing. So let me ask you, you know, there's country music and then country western. What is the difference?
Well, it's sort of an umbrella thing that sort of means the same thing. We just consider ourselves pure western. There's, a country or folk element to it, but we sing about the outdoors. We sing about the west, the landscape, the life of the cowboy. It's not about feeling sorry for yourself and falling off the bar stool. It's all about free life, fresh air, and living life the cowboy way.
Oh, so your guys had a little positive spin to you guys, right?
Oh, slightly, yeah.
Okay, I like that. I like it because sometimes, you know, there's country western that, you know, it's like somebody's, love song, right? That they, mm-hmm. you know, a love letter that went music, you know. But I love country, so I got to say. Now, let me ask you again, and for anybody that's just tuning in right now, we've got tickets to give away for the Riders in the Sky, and that's February 21st over at Civic Arts Plaza. And all you have to do is call right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. Just give us your name, your number, and your email, and what you are calling about, and that would be Rider in the Sky. So, where do you play? Where do you live?
We all live in and around Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
We've been on the Grand Ole Opry, which is located here for 30 years, 31 years, and it's a good central place, although, interestingly enough, we do most of our dates in Texas and California and Oregon and out west, Colorado.
Okay. So what's
we've been to all the states, all 50 states.
You have. So what do you love most about performing on stage?
Having the audience enjoy themselves, you know, that it's wonderful escapist music. It takes you to a place where you're outdoors and you don't have to worry about the overdue mortgage and the surly teenager, and you're just out there in the just like in the movies of long ago.
Okay, I like it. And how many are there of you?
There are four, and we're all acoustic. There's no big loud, damage to your eardrums. There's Fiddle, King of the Cowboy Fiddlers, who's a member of the National Fiddler Hall of Fame. And Joey the Cow Polka King plays the accordion. Too Slim plays the bass, and he's funny. And I play the rhythm guitar, and we sing a lot of harmony. We do yodeling.
Ooh, I like it. All right. Well, that sounds really great. Now, is this your first time out here, or you're coming back?
We're coming back, but it's been many, many years, actually, since we've been... right exactly where you are, but we played all up and down California from Yreka to San Diego. So
okay,
we know the state.
Wow. And so what is going to be your highlight of that show?
Well, I guess that's for the audience to decide.
Okay. I love it. But what have people mostly like, which is their most favorite song?
Well, people like to hear the classics of the style.
Okay.
And so they'll hear Back in the Saddle Again, that Tumbling Tumbleweeds and Cool Water and Riders in the Sky. But we also have original songs in the style because we believe in not only preserving the tradition, but adding to it, creating within it.
Okay.
And plenty of laughs. They'll have a lot of character sketches and silly jokes and face playing and rope spinning, and there's enough goofiness to keep the kids happy.
So this is one that we would bring our kids to.
Oh, very definitely, yeah.
Okay,
it's
so it gets
a
little...
Act, you know, specifically, but the kids are always welcome, and you can feel safe with them there, for sure.
Very cool. Again, Riders in the Sky and Ranger Doug, where do we find out more about you?
I'm glad you asked.
Well,
there's a wonderful website with the clever name ridersinthesky.com.
Okay, very good.
R-I-D-E-R-S, ridersinthesky.com.
Ridersinthesky.com. Definitely you want to get your name in for a set of tickets to go see you guys.
And we're on Facebook, too, of course, and MySpace and Twitter, and you just hardly can escape it.
All right. I love it. Ranger Doug, thank you so much for joining us, and I look forward to seeing your show.
Thanks, Kim. I can't wait to see you, and thanks for taking the time with me.
You got it.
Happy trails.
Very good. All right, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Gloria Gonzalez. She's the owner of a secret garden florist out here in Ventura, and we're going to be giving away some tulips for Valentine's Day, also some coffee, and we're going to just talk about what's the most popular flowers for Valentine's Day. So stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
A home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word.
Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to The Brighter Side in the 805. That is the Kim Pagano Show. And we've got a full studio here. We've got Cheryl. You're smiling.
Hello.
Yeah. Do you like flowers?
Love flowers.
Yeah, me too. All right.
All kinds
and,
of flowers.
And again, John, do you take care of your wife? Do you buy flowers for her?
A garden.
Okay. Oh, you do. You know what's interesting is I love flowers and I have a rose garden and everything, right? But my husband, he's like, he came home with roses last week out of like the blues. And I'm like, oh, what are these for? And he goes, you don't have any roses to pick. And I'm like, oh, am I doing myself a disjustice? Because I always pick and buy my own flowers now, you know? And I think that a lot of women do that. Anyways, I'm really excited. I do want to introduce Gloria Gonzalez. And she's got a beautiful store here in Ventura, a secret garden. And again, not only if you don't win right now, but if you just go in and tell her that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, how much are they going to receive off? 20%.
Off.
Yeah, yes. 20%. Guys, girls, whoever's out there and you want to buy. John, hello.
I'm headed over.
Yeah, there you go. And then you just opened up a coffee shop too, right?
Yes.
So you've got a couple passions going on, right?
Yes, I definitely do. It's flowers and coffee.
Flowers
and the ocean breeze.
Oh, yeah, I'm right there. Okay, I could be. Okay, I like it. Anyways, tell everybody where your florist is located.
It is in downtown Ventura, and it's 981 East Main.
East Main, okay, great. And how long have you been there?
3 years.
Ah, okay. And so have you always been into flowers?
I've been in the flowers for 15 years.
15. And what? How did you begin? What's your journey?
My son, I quit my job because I wanted to be with my son and I needed to do something. And I just turned out to be this very natural florist.
That so you had never done flowers before?
I never done flowers.
Isn't that interesting? I love that. Mm-hmm. I really, you know, it's so fun is you really got to, like, live out of the box, you know? I mean, we're kind of in routine every day. And then you kind of make a decision to do something different, and all of a sudden it works out, you know?
True.
I mean, yeah, so you made that little stretch, right?
I took that half-an-hour class.
And you took a half-an-hour class.
Yes, half-an-hour class.
Oh, my gosh. And you should see the flowers that she just brought in here that are amazing. And I've looked at your website. Beautiful flowers. I'm telling you, if anybody's just joining us right now, you need to get over to A Secret Garden over on Main Street. And anyways, so what are the most popular flowers for Valentine's Day?
Roses.
They are roses.
Yes,
but okay,
roses.
So does the color mean something? You know, if you get red roses or pink roses or
yellow.
Yeah, yellow. Oh, do you like yellow?
It means friendship, I think.
Oh, so you don't want any yellow, right?
And I've gotten some of those before.
Okay.
You know, red, yellow, pink, they're all beautiful. And, you know, you give flowers for a certain meaning, but, you know, they're still beautiful.
Right. But is there a meaning between, you know, like?
Red, love.
Okay. Yellow?
Yellow, friendship.
It is friendship. Sorry, Cheryl.
I know.
Okay. And
so no yellow,
they smell good.
On Valentine's Day?
Yeah, John, whatever you do, don't do it. Yeah.
Can't. I mean, if your wife likes yellow, give her a beautiful bouquet of yellow roses.
Make
her happy.
That I love
can
our friendship.
That we have a long-lasting friendship.
Exactly. You can mix in the red and the yellow.
You can put
and the
a
pink,
red
right?
one.
Ah, there you go. And yeah, can you mix them?
You can definitely mix them.
That's what really I said.
Yeah.
I thought that'd be beautiful, wouldn't it? If you mix in the red,
the yellow.
Is that popular, a mix of different color roses? Is that popular?
Yes, it is popular.
Instead of just
the
getting one
red
color?
And the pink is the most popular one.
The red and the pink. Wow.
Now, do you find like a combination of red roses and maybe a glass of red wine go well together?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's
smart. He's a boring wine guy over here.
What? Yes,
yeah.
That's
smart.
Perfect.
Yeah. All right.
Some red petals.
So what is your featured item this month?
Roses and lilies.
Ooh, lilies. Okay.
That's my birth flower.
Yeah. And now that's what I like, right? The star jasmine.
The stargazer.
Oh, the stargazer. Oh my gosh. They smell amazing. But you have
beautiful.
To cut those little tips off, right? Or they get in like, it's almost like a dye. Isn't that right?
Yes. It's better if you just pull them.
Oh, pull them. Okay.
Cut
see,
pull
there
em.
You go. I just learned something. Oh, okay. So you just pull the little, like.
Wear your gloves and pull them out. The pollen will get all over
the
you.
The pollen. It's almost like a dye.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. And so, first of all, so we talked about yellow is friendship, red is love, pink is there, you know.
Beauty.
Okay, beauty.
White.
Oh, that could be a winner.
What's a white rose mean?
Purity.
Purity.
Purity is
purity
white?
Too.
Okay.
Now, talk about quantity. I mean, you talk about that people giving that single red rose versus a dozen red roses or two dozen red roses. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, I can.
Give us men some perspective on what we should be doing.
Good idea.
You know, I truly believe that anything that you give out, if you give her a single rose, if you give her 6, 12, it really doesn't matter. It's...
So
she knows you.
It's not the quantity.
It is not.
It's the quality, right?
But what if you've been with them 10 years? Shouldn't you want a dozen? I want a rose for every year I've been with you. See, that's why I'm single, right, Kim?
Yeah, I don't know your expectations. You know, I don't know. Maybe this is like that list you got to make, right? You know, I mean, John, do you and your wife, do you have do you know what she likes and does she know what you like? Is that something? He's looking at me like, well, Kim, don't get started on the radio with me, okay?
I don't know
okay?
if we
She's
can fully
listening.
Disclose that
yeah,
on
okay.
air right now.
Okay, all right.
We do have two very young children, so
yes.
Right now just...
Everything's perfect, right?
Yeah, anytime we can just have some quiet time is what we both enjoy.
Oh, you would have liked another show I just did. Okay, yeah, but you know what? Okay, so do mostly men come in for roses or... Is it, I mean, because everybody thinks Valentine's Day is like the men's job.
No, it's everybody. And like you, you know, I have customers that come with their children and they each get one flower.
For your, see, there you go, John. Both of your daughters get a flower to give to their, your mom, to their mom.
We normally go together with my daughters and pick something out for my wife. But for holidays, we typically don't do flowers. We try to do it more spontaneous throughout the year. And holidays, we do something joint where we go to a nice dinner or a trip, like we're going to go down to Mexico for Valentine's Day.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Nice. Yeah, you know what? Flowers are just, I love them. But now here's the thing. You know, it's almost like when you buy flowers, what's the best way to keep them lasting a long time? I've heard like you put an aspirin in it. Is that right?
Fresh cut, clean water. And if you can do it like every other day.
Every other day. Yes, so, oh, I didn't realize it was so important to do that.
Yes, and then you can do the aspirin, the 7-Up, the sugar.
Oh, 7-Up. Have you heard 7-Up before?
I've never heard of the 7-Up.
Even a penny, the copper helps. So many little things. And I have customers that their flowers last up to 15 days.
15 days. Wow.
It that's is because how they care for them.
You know what's interesting? I was talking to somebody the other day, and I don't know if any of you have seen this done, where you have a plant, and one you talk really nice and positive to it, and one you talk really negative to it. Are you laughing? Because have you seen that?
I've seen it. It works.
It works. Yeah. I mean, not that you have to talk to your roses, but you know what? I mean, it is about taking care of them.
Talk to your roses.
Talk to your roses?
Yes, they love it. They're beautiful. Just by going by your roses, you'll see. It makes you turn. It makes you laugh. It gives you the chemistry feeling.
I like it.
It's beautiful.
You could just tell you're so passionate about this.
Oh, yeah. I have a passion. I love wildflowers.
You like wildflowers?
Not so much into is the garden roses. Is the wildflowers that I love more.
What are some of the wildflowers that you love?
Lisianthums. Delphiniums.
Do you put those in your bouquets?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I think the wildflowers are like much more popular now, don't you?
Yes, they're really popular. And my favorite right now is the succulents.
Oh, okay.
They never die on me.
So that's more like the desert kind of flowers, correct?
It's a desert
kind of
flowers.
I don't love those so much.
But have you seen the beautiful rose succulent with the mix of the flower and the succulent?
So it's like bird of paradise, that kind of thing?
They look like flowers, actually.
Yeah,
they look like roses.
You can't even tell the difference.
Oh, really?
They look like flowers. I've taken pictures of a few. They're quite beautiful. They're very, very layered with the leaves, very layered.
I do this arrangement that is succulents and tulips.
Ooh, what a great combination.
Now, what if you kill a succulent? Can you kill a succulent?
<You're bad.
laughs> I've killed one. I do wrong?
You didn't give it its water.
I watered it too much.
Yes.
There it is.
Yeah.
I watered it every other day. That was too much.
Yeah, that's what killed it.
How often should you water it? How often?
I know, every week, 2 weeks.
Really?
A month and it's still alive.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's crazy.
See, I killed it.
So let me ask you a question. Okay, if somebody's like last minute looking for roses, is that something they could do at your shop?
You know, yes. I am very fortunate because I do have not only roses, we have all these great growers that are right around us. And we are going to have plenty of roses. We order extra roses, so I'm sure I can accommodate anybody.
Okay.
Last minute.
So give out your address again.
981 East Main Street.
Okay.
In beautiful downtown Ventura.
There you go. Okay. And really quick, let's talk about your coffee shop. It's actually connected, correct?
Yes. And it's a flower shop and a coffee shop.
How did you put a coffee and flowers together? That's a very cool idea.
You know, it's a very unique building, and it's just perfect for both. And it's such a great combination, and I love the flowers, then I wanted to do coffee next to them, and it finally came through.
So you've been like kind of putting it out there. And what kind of coffee do you have?
I have a couple organic coffees, and it's espresso. And we have.
So while you're waiting for your flowers, you can go next door and have a little bit of coffee, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, is that something that you took a class on to learn about the coffee, or you just?
I want to be natural on that too. Okay. I'm learning that right now. I'm learning all about coffee and tasting and all that good stuff.
Wow. Well, that's great. All right. So again, we are going to give away. Tell all my listeners about it. I'm really excited to do this.
We're going to give 20 beautiful tulips, and we can do red and white and pink tulips, and they're just beautiful. They are from a local vendor.
Great. Okay. And if they don't win this, right, but all you have to do to get your name in is just call 419-0008 and just leave us your name, your number, your email, and say tulips.
Yes,
but if you don't get that, you're going to give them 20% off, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and all they have to do is just come in and say they heard you on the show, the Kim Pagano Show?
You just have to say that.
Okay, very good. And what are we going to do for coffee?
We can give
a gift certificate to go while they're waiting? Okay,
yes.
Perfect. Okay, great. And what is the name of your coffee shop?
A Secret Garden Florist Cafe.
Cafe. I love it. All right. Well, thank you, Gloria. Thank you so much for being here again. If you haven't already got your flowers or you want flowers, you know, just go over to A Secret Garden and right over on Main Street and go talk to Gloria. She's got some great, beautiful ideas. What's your website?
It is
secretgarden.com.
Yes.
Yeah, beautiful flowers on there. All right, we are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Scooter Christensen from the Harlem Globetrotters, and we've got tickets to give away, so if that's something you want to do. Have you ever seen them?
Not since I was a child.
Have you ever seen them?
Several times. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah, did you take your girls?
We haven't done it yet with them.
So much
but,
fun.
But this may be the year.
There you go. They're fun. We went as a whole family, went down there. So anyway, stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805.
Struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com. Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with 3 locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KPTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here this afternoon. And, gosh, love is in the air. I have to tell you, you know, we've been talking about lots of great things. And right now, I mean, we've got some shows over at the Civic Arts Plaza and tickets to give away to the sky, to Riders in the Sky. And that's February 21st. And then we've got flowers over at with Gloria Gonzalez at her store. And that is, gosh, amazing. We're going to be giving away tulips, right? And
yes.
Also, you deliver. We forgot to mention that. So definitely go over to A Secret Garden Florist located on Main Street and just call her. What's your phone number?
805-667-8330.
Okay. Well, right now we are going to bring one of the Harlem Globetrotters on, Scooter Christensen, and we have tickets to give away for that too. So, Scooter, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, thank you. So we've got tickets at the Staples Center, and tell us a little bit about how long have you been doing this?
This is my ninth year, so I've been to about over 70 countries, and it's just been a true blessing and a fun ride for me.
70 countries. Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And you guys just go out there, have fun, and no pressure, and you know, make everybody laugh, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about. You know, it's not your average basketball game, that's for sure, but we definitely, the fans, I tell the fans all the time, you never remember the score if you come to a Hollywood Trotter game. You
that
always
is...
remember going... You remember going home laughing and smiling and having a good time.
Oh, I love it. That is so true. Now, what are, okay, so Guinness World Records, do you hold any?
I sure do. The longest of spinning the ball on my nose and my head.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you're one of those spinners, huh?
Yeah, they gave me, I could spin pretty well, then they gave me some knee pads doing my best curly nail impression.
I love it. I love it. Okay, and so... Tell us, what are we going to expect this time at, you know, when we watch you at the Staples Center?
Well, we have our tour this year. It's called the Fans Rule World Tour, which means that the fans can pick what rule they want to see for each quarter. So the fans kind of control the game on based on what they want to see. So it's fun because the fans get involved, but it's always a surprise for us because we never know what they're going to pick. So it's kind of like a win-win situation, but definitely having fun, that's for sure.
That is too crazy.
What are some of the rules that they've
they've got
it's called the trick shot challenge rule, which means like each coach can like throw like a football flag and can challenge the opposing coach can challenge one of us to do a trick shot, and if we make it we get 5 points, if we miss it they get 5 points. That's one of them. Another one is the make or miss challenge, where we start off with two players and they start off with two players, and if we make a bucket we add a player, if we miss a bucket we lose a player. So that's another one. We also have the hot hand jersey, which means that it's double the points. So we get this like it's like an orange and yellow jersey you wear, and whoever's hot you put it on and the points just start racking up. So the 2 points is worth four, then 3 points is worth six, and that 4 point shot that we've added a couple of years back is worth 8 points. So it gets crazy, man. The kids just eat it up. They love it. So it's fun.
That is so funny. I love it. Now, do you have children?
Yeah, I do. I have a daughter. She's 5 months old.
Oh, so she doesn't take part yet.
Not yet, but when she sees me, her face lights up, so that's good enough for me.
Oh, I love that.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah. Now, you know, I think it's so much fun when you guys bring all the kids down there. You know,
yeah.
I mean, that's something I really wanted you to share about that. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we'll, for instance, every once in a while, we bring kids down for, like, the YMCA song. We even bring a kid down to spin the ball on her on the finger or something like that. So we also have a, right before the game, we call it the magic pass, where they get to meet pretty much the whole team, and you get the chance to spin the ball on your finger, take a picture with us, and maybe take a shot, you know, do some dribbling, do some cones. So we have, I mean, we're constantly just giving back to our fans because the fans are just kind of like, you know, make us who we are because they just love it, and we love them.
You know, now, how long have the Globetrotters been around?
This is 88 years. So we started in 1926.
Unbelievable. That is just crazy. So let me ask you, what are some of your favorite tricks to do on the court?
Oh, man. I think the one that really goes over is the one when I spin the ball on my nose and then it rolls to my head and then it'll stop and then I start dancing with the ball. So, I mean, every time, you know, and one of the things that we do at our games, that after each game, we take time out and we put a rope around the court and we sign autographs for every kid. So we try to get to everybody as much as we can. And every time I'm in my autograph line, they say, oh, man, I love that one. You spin the ball in your nose and then it rolls to your head, you know. And I actually do that in the beginning before we even start the game. So that lets you know that throughout that whole time we were making them laugh, they remember that one trick, which is pretty cool.
Scooter, I just saw your off-the-wall shot on the website.
Oh,
the challenge that you have there. Yeah, the wall shot.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was fun. I didn't even have to look at it. I knew it was going down.
Man, and it just goes right in. So a little added value if you want to check out the HarlemGlobetrotters.com, look at the team and look at what they do. You're definitely going to want to go to the game after you see that.
It really is. I'm looking at it too. Now, let me ask you, how did you, I mean, did you always want to be a Harlem Globetrotter? What did you do before this?
Well, I've always wanted to be a professional basketball player. So, but before the Trotters, I was actually an assistant video coordinator for the Phoenix Suns NBA team at the time, back in about 05. And the Globetrotter scouts came to one of the pickup games that we were having on the weekend there, and they were actually looking at another guy that I was holding. I had no idea, you know, because they always got media and people there every weekend, you know, because it was some big names that would come through that gym every weekend. And the Globetrotter scouts, you know, happened to be there. I didn't even know they were based out of Phoenix at the time, you know, and I'm out there just, you know, doing my regular thing, playing ball. And they were like, well, who is this kid? And they were like, oh, that's our video coordinator. He just helped us out. And I said, man, he can play. And then they invited me to the camp, and then that's pretty much all she wrote. I mean, it's been with the team for about 9 years now, so it's been good.
Wow. And are you guys close? Are you guys as crazy on the court as off?
Oh, my God, okay. Yeah. I mean, I tell you what. The stuff that we do off the court, I mean, whenever my time is done with the Globetrotters, I'll probably remember most of the stuff that we've done off the court, because we're laughing probably about 85% of the time, you know, because it's like the band of brothers, you know, it's like your family whipping the family, and, you know, we're always cracking jokes and, you know, telling something or something happened funny or something. All the time we're laughing because we're with each other on the bus, in the locker room, on the court, you know, that going back to the hotel, you know, so, you know, it's really beautiful to have that, you know, and that's one thing that I think I'll always remember.
Is there anything serious about the Harlem Globetrotters? And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Scooter Christensen, and, you know, I'm looking at your website here, and basically, you know, you got that twirl going 24/7, right? If
yeah.
Either on your head or on your finger or your right. But is there anything ever serious?
Like serious? Well, I mean, we're all about fun, you know, about family fun. But I guess that the serious side with it, when it comes to the Globetrotters, is that we're known, you know. Well, the thing that people see on the court is only a small percentage of what we do off the court, because we're known as the ambassadors of goodwill. So we have a bullying prevention program that we go to each school. You know, we go to schools and talk about the ABCs of bullying prevention, you know, kind of the do's and don'ts of what to do if you're being bullied or if you see somebody getting bullied, like what to do to make the kid feel better in that situation on how to handle that situation. We also have a cheer program to encourage kids and parents to get out and to be active for about an hour a day. We also have a smile patrol program where we actually go to the hospitals and visit the kids that can't get out of bed, you know, sign autographs, take a picture, maybe do some tricks for them.
What do you call that? The Smile Patrol?
The Smile Patrol, yeah.
Oh, I like that name.
Yeah,
okay.
So it's just really, and I think I can speak for me and my teammates. I think, you know, we're all living our dream by playing professional basketball, but we're also living our dream by giving back to the community and getting in our own community and making a change in somebody's life with, you know, with some of the issues that's going on in the world today.
Wow, I love it. I mean, I didn't know about all those other things, and those are such great things to do. Now, how do people find out more about you and, you know, your team, and if they want to be a part of any of this stuff that you're doing?
Well, you can always log on to HarlemGlobetrotters.com, and we got a whole bunch of stuff that lets you know what you can do to get tickets and to get to the Magic Pass and all that stuff, so... It's a whole bunch of stuff. And if you come to the game, we got nothing but jerseys and basketballs and wristbands. And I mean, you name it, we pretty much got it.
I love it. All right. So, again, tell us when it's going to be, when we're going to have tickets. We have tickets right now to give away down at the Staples Center.
Yeah, we're at the Staples Center February 16th, I believe. And it's at 12:30. We got a doubleheader, 12:30 and at 5:45 p.m. Mm. So,
wow, how tough is that?
I know. Yeah, is that hard?
Yeah, you know, sometimes it is. Sometimes it is. You know, because sometimes, you know, you never know what kind of travel day you're going to have that day, you know, because you're actually doing PR. But then again, here comes the game, and you have to give that energy out there, too. So it can be tougher sometimes, but 9 times out of 10, it's always good because we love what we do.
I love it. All right. Well, Scooter Christensen, I can't wait to meet you down there. And, you know, not only do you have fun, but I love that you give back, and that's what it's all about. I mean, really, what a great thing. So thank you so much for sharing that on the Kim Pagano Show.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.
You got it. All right, Scooter Christensen, Harlem Globetrotters. And I hope that you've given us a call for February 16th. There's 2 shows. And, you know, you can get your tickets at 419-0008. So, what, Spence?
Well, we have tickets that you're giving away, and I got
that's
a
right.
full of tickets here.
I
so
know.
That's very good. They
yeah.
should call now.
Yeah, there
Make
you
sure
go.
Make sure you get that in.
Yeah. Well, gosh, and again, you know, any of you that are looking to give flowers on Valentine's Day, we've got, you know, a bouquet of tulips here from A Secret Garden, and we've got coffee, and we've also got Rider in the Sky, and again, we also have, we didn't really talk about this yet, but the gift certificate for wine tasting up to 10 at the Sunland Vintage Tasting Room. And that's $100 value. So definitely, I mean, there it's very, very cool. So you definitely can go check that out over in Thousand Oaks. So get your name in. Call 805-419-0008. And we're going to take a really quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey, man, who's that cat coming down the street?
I don't know, but it sounds to me like that whistling man with the bone.
Sure having himself a ball.
Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with 3 locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KPTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And we were just talking about, do guys like flowers, you know? What's your thought on that? Do you guys like flowers?
Absolutely.
You do?
Flowers are magical. They have magic powers. They really do. They work every single time. Flowers are. I worked in a flower shop for about 2 months, kind of bridging over in Teo at Thousand Oaks. And I delivered flowers, and I saw the power of the flower when I brought it to places.
I like that, the power of the flower.
And it is. You know, when you bring them into places, they just look.
They light up, right, yeah.
Sing, and everything's happy.
Spence, you never. Is there anything that you haven't done?
I have done everything.
I'm serious.
A male prostitute.
Okay. Don't tell us if you have. Okay.
Chippendales. I thought you looked familiar.
I always work for free. That was my problem.
Chippendales.
Do you work for food? That's what I want to know. We won't touch that. Maybe?
I could go there, okay. But we'll wait. But it's flowers really are. Anybody, you give somebody flowers. You bring flowers. Like, here's the big deal. Whenever we go to a friend's house, we have friends that happen to be exceptionally wealthy. And they're very kind, very wonderful people. They always invite us over for events. So we always make sure, and it's every time it's flowers. And we bring some sort of centerpiece that's either themed out or something like that. And
they love
mom
it.
Mom loves it all the time.
Yeah,
isn't it better than wine? Is it better than wine?
And that's the other thing.
Yeah. No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
No, but here's the thing.
Together they're perfect.
That's right.
But wine is genius. And I'll tell you another. And here I am running off here. But
no,
the other important thing to do with wine, to be kind, you bring two bottles. And you say, here's one for the table,
this
and here's
so
one for you.
Yes.
And that is the proper way to do it. Because, hey, I brought beer for me. What are you guys doing?
Yeah.
So you make sure, here's one for you, and here's one for the table.
Thank you. That's perfect.
Gloria, what are you thinking?
Flowers.
Not wine?
Not wine. You have a hangover, you're drunk, and no. Flowers
with
will make you happy
wine.
For... No.
Well, wine is also magical in its own way.
It is.
Yeah.
It is very
I think actually
magical.
They're both pretty magical. But you know what? You really mentioned a good point because, you know, you bring a bottle of wine and then you're like, are you going to open it, right? Or you bring a wine for a gift and then you bring your own wine that you're going to drink.
My dilemma was
sure, that would
red
be
or white.
To the table, but it's also the fact that It's one's an actual gift to the house. The other one is a gift to the party.
Correct. There you go.
See,
I like that.
Part I missed.
John, boring wine here. Mr. Yes. Boring Wine Guy, tell us a little bit about what you thought.
No, I agree 100%. I think that's a very classy thing to do when you go to a party. I also suggest if you're going to a party and you're going to bring a bottle or two, don't get the bottom of the barrel wine that's out there. It really does show when you're drinking it. Not that you got to spend, $20 or $30 a bottle, but I really recommend being in that $15 to $17 minimum range.
See, that's
for red or
I
white.
I think so much of you, I got you a $2 bottle of wine.
$2
that
chuck.
That is cool. $2 up chuck.
we were invited to a New Year's Eve party a few years ago up in Spanish Hills, and people were bringing just steps above Boone Farms to this party.
Really?
And it was kind of embarrassing to watch what some of the people were bringing in, and it just, just stuff that.
Now, what about, wine versus champagne for Valentine's Day? You know, I mean, it's a celebration, but wine is so popular now, but there's some really great champagnes, too. What's your thought on that?
I think you go with, if you're the one buying and you're trying to impress, you go with whatever the person wants that you're trying to impress.
Oh, good point. Kind of like the flowers, because you like, lilies, but they like roses, right? Then you would
tulips.
That's what you would bring them, whatever they like.
My wife loves champagne. I'm not a big champagne drinker, but I got her actually two bottles of her favorite, one for her and one for the party.
One to give and one to drink.
And then I'm going to have this 20% discount of these flowers delivered to the house as well. So
Smart guy.
Yeah, now, there you go. You pick up a bottle of wine and you pick up a bunch of flowers and you're good.
There you go.
Yeah, now, is there a way that they're put into a bouquet that really makes a difference? You know, because there's like the country look that everything's cut off evenly, which I love that. But then there's the flowers that are more a little wilder.
There are so many different ways that you can design your flowers. And, flowers are so beautiful. You really don't have to do a lot. You place them, you cut them in every different shape. You look at them and they're beautiful. It's different designs that make a difference.
Do flowers, is there trends? Like, you know how like there's more, country flowers at one time and then more romantic, or does it matter?
Yes, it does matter. And it's a lot of seasonal flowers. like the chamomile with the sunflowers, and that's, you know, during the summer there's delphiniums, there is roses for Mother's Day, there is, they do the pinks,
and right,
there's so many different flowers are all seasonal and beautiful. Then you have like a Easter.
Right, right. Now, Gloria, you know, I've heard that you have to cut the bottoms on an angle. Is that still true?
Yes.
Okay, so that's it. So even when we get them from you, when I take them home, we have to still cut the bottoms?
Yes.
Or they're already done, and then do you have to keep doing that every couple days?
Every couple of days, it really helps the flowers, and you do cut on the, you know, fresh cut, that angle, and your flowers will last a lot longer than if you just leave them on the vase.
All right. Now, John, do you like flowers for you, for guys?
I do. I do like flowers. I like a lot of color. I like buying them for my wife. I never get them personally, but okay. I think they brighten up the house. I mean, it's like when you go to those hotels and they have the flowers
display.
Isn't that the
best when you have, yeah.
I just think they look great, and you get the different seasonal flowers as well. And
yeah, and I think a table always looks great without, you know, like you were saying, you always buy a centerpiece. I think that's amazing.
And I walked outside to let some people in, and there's this beautiful flower arrangement right there.
Change?
And it's it's just...
It lights up a whole room. It really does. It is romantic.
They're fabulous.
Yeah.
And it smells good, too.
It does.
Yes, it smells good. Now, it makes you feel good.
Now, do tulips have odors too? Do they? They don't smell as much, do they?
No, they don't. But they have their own mind. They do their own twist. If you just and again, you don't have to buy flowers that are so expensive. Like tulips, you just leave alone, and they'll make their own turns. They'll make their own design, and every morning they'll make you happy. They're gonna make their minds, and they're gonna go their own direction.
That's interesting. I never heard that before. Wow. All right. Well, gosh, you know, okay, so what would your wife, what would her first choice be? Do you know?
This is for flowers?
Any.
Any?
She's
easy. She's just happy getting them and being appreciated.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, Rose Parade float is probably, you know, as you have to ramp up. It's something that is... you know, always go, well. Like
what is your wife like?
Just whatever is of the season.
Yeah.
So even for Halloween, going to that, you get a nice fall thing made up, and it looks real fun. And then you go into Christmas, and then into the... It just always works. It's always a sweet thing to get.
Yeah.
And the other thing about them, there's like no utility. There's no... It's just a gift of just beauty and just... And that's... I think that's another thing that's just great about it, because they're just there for their sheer beauty and...
Gloria, what about if you guys are, if somebody's in the hospital, do people send flowers still to that, you know, as opposed to, I mean, everything's internet now, right? Do you have a lot of internet services?
Yes, and everything is still flowers. It just,
such
it makes
a basic,
you happy.
Yeah.
My daughter, she just got flowers. She got sick for a week, and she just got flowers from her work.
Isn't that just such a nice thing?
I told her, they're ugly, Bali. Your flowers are ugly.
Oh, gosh.
But, you know, I walk into her room, and there's this beautiful, yellow, colorful bouquet that it
But what a sweet
so
thought.
Happy.
Yeah.
Now, what if you have allergies?
Oh, good.
What are some good substitutes for people who have allergies to flowers and pollen and all those beautiful things?
You know, they're beautiful flowers that if, and I recommend the lisianthums.
Oh, really?
They're clean. A bunch of lisianthums. You can look through your vase and give them, like drinking water to the lisianthums. You can look through your vase the week after, and it's nice and clear water. So that's a good one.
Ah, okay. That is a really good point, because my husband's really sensitive, but flowers
don't. My son, too.
Yeah, my flowers don't really bother him. And I love flowers. I think you're absolutely right, Tom. Is flowers just warm up a room, and like, you know, you go into model homes, and they always have flowers or chocolate chip cookies, right? You know, but that's what it's all about.
Therapeutic.
It is very therapeutic.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, anyways, Gloria, again, give out your number so everybody can, if they don't win their tulips for this weekend, that they can at least get 20% off at your store. And thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me here. And you can call us at 805-672-2900.
All right. And that is a secret garden right here located in Ventura. Cheryl, John, Thank you so much, Spence. And, of course, I want to end my show. One, I want to tell you, if you missed any part of our show, you can go to kimpaganoshow.com and listen there. Also, it's downloaded on iTunes or on Facebook. Like us there. Let me end my show with a moment of happiness. Learn from yesterday. Live for today and hope for tomorrow. The important thing is to not stop questioning. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I look forward to hearing from you. I'll talk to you next week.
The day